Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
12:30 straight up here with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, Alex Cora joins Marloni and Fourier today for his final hit. 2-6, Marloni and Fourier here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Time now to go to the Harbor One Hotline and welcome in Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tommy, good afternoon, friend. And can we ask you to start with some of the guys who could be coming back? Like, what's your read on Trent Brown? Will he be back on Sunday on that offensive line taking on these L.A. Chargers?
Well, I can't honestly... You know, we'll be finding out during practice today. I don't have the practice access, so we'll see as the week goes on.
Oh, that's right. That hullabaloo is still going on.
Yeah. So, but we'll see as the week goes on what their level is. But I will tell you this regarding Trent Brown in particular. I think that's one of the big stories that came out of Sunday's game. You know, the aggressiveness that Josh McDaniels was able to employ early in that game was because of his confidence level with the offensive line play, what he was going to get from them in terms of what he could call. And Michael Wenu's cut block on the wide receiver pass thrown by Bourne is pretty good evidence of why he is a good right tackle and why he was in the right spot there. And that to me is fascinating. Does Trent Brown waltz back in and get back in the spot that he was in when really what we've seen from Trent Brown this year, which is very little, is more indicative of Trent Brown's career than what we saw from him in 2018.
Tom, what's your view of this Chargers team? Are they a true contender? And as for Justin Herbert, do you think he's already a top 10 quarterback?
Absolutely on Justin Herbert being a top 10 quarterback. And I think that the Chargers reside in the same stratosphere as the Patriots are in now. Even though the Patriots are 3-4 and coming off 7-9, you know, the Chargers are similar. They were a bad team last year, poorly coached with talent, didn't have a lot of direction. I think the Patriots had a worse roster last year, but they had the coaching. That's why you saw the 45-0 win. But this game and next week's game against the Cleveland Browns, those are the teams the Patriots are competing with in 2021. Those are their peers, as opposed to, you know, in years gone by, it would be anybody in the elite, whether it be Kansas City or Baltimore or the Colts way back or the Titans way back or anybody else. Now it is, as they build, the Chargers and the Browns. And if I look at the Chargers team, they haven't seen an Eckler yet. They've seen Ezekiel Elliott, but he's not the pass catcher that Austin Eckler is. And I talked to Kyle Van Noy about this. It's a different offense to deal with, I think, even than Dallas's was.
See, it's funny that you put the Patriots even in the same class as the Chargers, because I feel like just this season the Chargers have already passed them. And even if they're they just got blown out by the Ravens, so maybe they're not in the Ravens or Bills class, but wins at Kansas City, against Cleveland, against the Raiders, versus the Patriots team that has only beaten the dregs of the beaten bottom feeders so far. That's why I think it's a huge, like, what are they kind of team game on Sunday. But I don't know, at 4-2, I feel like the Chargers are better than the Pats.
But I think if you go fine print on the Patriots losses, And I think that is fair to do. They're a fumble and a missed field goal and a defensive breakdown away from 6-1. That would be, you know, calling a team better than it, its record indicates is usually heresy. But I think when we're cognizant of they earned 3-4. When you look at they've only really played one ass game.
Yeah.
And that was New Orleans. They've had bad mistakes in other games that helped cost them those games. But I really do think the Patriots are, despite the record, and I think that San Diego, Los Angeles will regard them as such, too.
Mm-hmm. We all do it, Tommy. Don't worry about it. Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston talking football with Gresham Keefe. He's with us on the Harbor One Hotline. I know there is mobility, and then there's like running around like a chicken with your head cut off mobility. And I think a lot of people kind of look at Justin Herbert as one of those guys who can kind of run around a little bit or do some things maybe that Lamar Jackson does, even though they don't put him in peril. But I found it interesting earlier today, Tommy, that Bill Belichick kind of poo-pooed that a little bit and said that he's more of like a play extender, not really a guy who's going to, you know, run the football and really beat you that way. What did you make of Belichick's comments on Herbert just a little while ago?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I don't think that he's like Josh Allen, and I don't think that he's like Lamar Jackson. I think that he's more like, to go way back, Roethlisberger in his first few years, a play extender. And I think that's what you'd rather have. I think that Herbert is. We did an exercise last week on the pod. It was fun. How many of the quarterbacks from 2018 on would you take instead of Mac Jones? Herbert was unanimous between myself, Phil Perry, and Matt Castle. So we had Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow was a split decision.
Split?
And Kyler Murray was a split decision.
What side were you on the Burrow one?
I took Burrow.
Okay, yeah, no argument there.
I took Burrow. I think Phil didn't. I didn't take Kyler Murray because I think he's going to break.
Okay. Yeah,
but those were the guys that I would say. So Baker Mayfield, I'd rather have Jones. Oh, Trevor Lawrence too.
Yeah,
but I just think Herbert is bigger, stronger, faster, better arm, similarly accurate. I don't know if he's smarter. I don't know if anybody is going to be smarter and plays with bigger stones and anticipation than Jones. That's what's going to set him apart. But physically, Herbert might be the best of all of them. Mm.
The trade deadline is coming up on Tuesday. Do you think the Patriots will be involved at all, or should they be involved?
I absolutely think that they should be involved. They are a playoff contender. Again, if you look at what's, you know, the interesting thing about the Patriots right now is to be involved in the trade deadline the way they were in, for instance, 2019 with Mohamed Sanu. That was a desperation. Look, we got to try and wring one out of here, wring one more Super Bowl, see what we got. And they made, you know, a landmark bad trade for the right reasons. This will not be a year where I think anyone would advocate, okay, we got to give up a two because we're that, you know, we have the greatest quarterback of all time and let's see if we can get something. So to me, you're a cornerback away. You have to get better at cornerback. And I think this weekend could really highlight that. It might convince them of that. Because with Herbert throwing to Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, it's going to really put that secondary in the crosshairs. But I think you should be active because you do have a playoff caliber team. You guys agree?
If they lose on, I guess I'm going to look at the game on Sunday, and I know it's just you're not putting it on one thing, but all right, that's now 8 games, and if they're 3-5 with no good wins, then I'm probably not that active.
And Tommy, that was really one of the questions we had in the first hour. How much does the result Sunday define the strategy that the Patriots will use coming into the trade deadline on Tuesday, or is it irrelevant at this point, in your opinion?
I think it's relevant, and I think because of the wide-open nature of the AFC right now, the Bills are 4-2, correct?
Yes.
I pulled that. Yeah.
Yep, you're there.
Bills are 4-2. The Patriots, two of their losses are out of conference for the Patriots, three of them. So the Patriots only have one conference loss.
Right.
They've lost to Dallas, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay. So the Patriots are in a better playoff position than I think that people might realize because of the 3-4 record. They have it in front of them. So even if they lose, I think that they still should be shoppers. They certainly shouldn't be buyers. But I think it's interesting. All this comes back. If we talked about Gilmore a little bit on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I still think that's an interesting discussion as they probably go into the cornerback pool. People say, well, you should have just kept Gilmore. Would Gilmore be on the field for the $7 million salary that the Patriots were going to pay him in 2021?
No.
Drag that out.
Pretty clear. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it. Well, Tommy, I know there are some people who are wondering, okay, they slowed down Brady and the Bucs and those wide receivers. It's the best group in the league. I know you had mentioned the Austin Eckler piece. They did deal with Alvin Kamara with the Saints at least a little bit, but can the Patriots duplicate against the Chargers what they did against Tampa Bay?
The fine print on the Tampa game, of course, is the weather conditions and the absence of Gronkowski the first week without him.
Fair.
So, and the fine print on New Orleans is Kamara killed him, kind of. I mean, they didn't know whether to poop or go blind down in the red zone and had a walk-in touchdown. So, this is a great test. This is, again, you know, I think the Jets game was only a test in that it would tell you, okay, can they obliterate a team? And having done so after the other narrow losses and the comeback win, which you never want to see a team have to come back against Houston, but they did. Mm-hmm. It indicates to you, okay, this is not a team pretending to be good. It's a good team trying to get a record that indicates that. So to me, this game is, and I'm putting so many qualifiers on it, I know, but this game is such a good indicator of where their defense is, how Steve Belichick and Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo and everybody else involved in making defensive decisions performs in this game, because, you know, they've screwed up in high leverage spots with their personnel and also with their play calling and their belief in what guys can execute. The Chargers are going to put them in huge binds. So I'm fascinated to see if this defense is capable of doing to this team something similar to what they did to the Jets and not allow nearly 600 yards, which we have to remember just happened 2 weeks ago.
Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Thank you, Tommy. We'll catch you on NFL Sunday.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.